if we look at the story unfolding as it progresses, rather than just looking at it as a done deal, we can look at the objective view as kind of describing the path that the story takes, and the subjective view describes the journey. One is describing the milestones and the landmarks that you pass along the way. The other is describing what it's like to see the sights. That's the subjective view. In fact, Dramatica sees characters acting in both areas. They aren't just in one or the other. There are some characters that have a function, much as you might have a wagon train where everybody has a different job to go down this path, and one of them is the leader, and one of them is looking after the cattle, and one of them is taking care of the cooking. They all have different functions. But then you also have the point of view of what it's like to be in each of those shoes and experience what it's like to go down that path from all these different directions. So there are two views. There's two kinds of characters. And in fact, they don't have to be mixed up together. You can actually split them. Now, the objective view is dealing with these character functions and interactions. It's trying to describe what role do they play in the story, what function do they have dramatically, how do they relate one to another in terms of their interaction, not in terms of how they feel about it, but in terms of how when one person does one thing or takes a particular attitude or approach, it's going to have an impact on another character or characters. This becomes the objective view. The subjective view is dealing with character growth and their relationships, the growth of relationships.
The Dramatica theory has been implemented into story development software for writers. For information, call 1-800-84-STORY or email Dramatica at screenplay.com.